It's 10 o'clock. And it's time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with host Dana Rodriguez, accompanied by educator Lori Fisher and music critic Joshua Cosman.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And it's gotta be our moderator, Mr. Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Damien, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely Saturday morning, and we do hope part of that Saturday morning will include us, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so that's what we are looking for, your participation. We'd love to hear from you, so we do hope you will give us a call and try to answer one of our questions, or maybe you have a question of your own. Anyway, those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, yes, we have a toll-free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. And I emphasize, this is a great time to call. Lines are open, and we'll get you on as soon as possible. So 415-841-4134 or 866-798-8255. And we just got an email from somebody that says dead air. Do we have dead air? No? Okay. And also want to remind you that those who do not like to call can use the email. And that email address is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. That's the numeral one, mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. We prefer you call, but of course, if you want to use email, that's fine too. Of course, you can hear us in live stream at kalw.org. And of course, the podcast will be up after our show today, also at kalw.org and many other places, but start with KALW. That would be appreciated very much. Okay, once more, the numbers 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. And I'm going to start with the first introduction. And here it is. It won't surprise you to learn that Lori Fisher does not have the power to issue executive orders. But if he did, he would insist that school officially starts at exactly the right time. After Labor Day, everything else is still just summer.
It's true, but it doesn't anymore. Joshua Cosman is such stuff as dreams are made on. And his little life is rounded with a sleep. Very nice.
That's true of all of us. And now, without further ado, here's our moderator, the former acting United States Attorney for New Jersey, nice. Dana Rodriguez.
Right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Well, you guys get that joke, but I didn't.
You didn't get that? That's been in the news all week.
I'm an ignoramus.
Alina Habas was appointed by Trump, the attorney, the acting U.S. attorney for New Jersey. After 90 days, the judges who had to pass sentence on her for her job said that she was not qualified. She was bounced out.
Wow.
They appointed somebody from the office to take her role, the judges. And then the administration fired that person, the Trump administration, and reappointed Alina Habba as the second, another term as acting U.S. attorney. And now a judge the other day said that she is not qualified to do that.
She didn't get qualified.
She did not get qualified a second time by the judges.
Well, I got to come on this show more often and catch up on the news.
And now people who were sentenced or have criminal cases in that district are saying, you know, our case should be dismissed or thrown out because somebody who's not qualified is the acting U.S. attorney, trying to be the acting U.S. attorney. So there you go.
I'm embarrassed publicly to have missed this entire saga. I got to start
And Alina Haba was one of his.
I remember her.
One of his attorneys, yes.
Yes, the parking lot lawyer.
Yes, exactly.
Screw that.
Yeah. Anyway, okay.
All right. Go ahead.
We're going to start the questioning with Lori Fisher.
All right. Well, as usual, when Josh is on, I have some Josh-friendly and Dana-nervous questions, although he does well. So this question is about the titles of Beatles songs that have women's names in them with a couple caveats. Number one is they have to have written the song. Okay, so a song like Long Tall Sally, they recorded, but not giving credit for that. And it could be a one-word title, like Anna, which they also didn't do, or a phrase, but no nickname. So I'm eliminating Lady Madonna, just because I think that's a nickname. So there's nine of them. I'll give you two each and have at them. So these are Beatles songs that they wrote and recorded that have a woman's name in the title.
Are you saying you have canvassed the entire catalog and these are the only nine? Or
that's what I'm saying. But
okay, good. I'm not pushing back on that claim. I just want to know whether you just cherry picked some good ones or if this is like the full list. Okay,
they're all good. And frequently I miss one or two, but we'll call it.
Exactly. Does Martha, My Dear count? Because it does. You know that's about a dog.
Yeah. I know that, but it's a woman's name. So I'm counting that. So if there's a little trick in there, but I left on the list, but that's a good, it is about their sheepdog or something.
And Eleanor Rigby.
That's the second one for you. So there's two. We have a bell today. We need the bell. Josh, how about you?
I'm discovering that there's a high concentration on the White Album because in addition to Martha, My Dear, I'm going to go with Dear Prudence and Julia.
Excellent. So that's four of the nine. You want one more just for fun? That was pretty quick. The rest are...
Well, I'll take the easy one.
Go ahead.
Okay. Michelle.
There you go.
All right.
Very good.
So that leaves
so three more.
Five of the nine. Yeah. And I didn't realize there were concentration on the White Album, but we'll leave it there.
Well, so far, there's three out of nine, but we don't know what else may come.
I know, but
you know, but we will. All right, good.
Very good.
All right, and Josh, you go ahead.
Sure. Well, as Lori says, when Lori and I are on the show together, I like to do a Lori-friendly question, in this case, a literature question. In 2005, Time Magazine published a list of the top 100 best English language novels published since 1923. I have no idea what the significance of 1923 is, but that's where they started their count. So of these 100 novels, only 20, unfortunately, were by women, but that's a nice even number. I'm not gonna ask you to name 20, that would take us too long. But in the top half of that list, in the top 50, there were 12, and we can probably name the 12. So these are the 12 English language novels, the 12 best English language novels published since 1923 that were written by women in the august judgment of the editors of Time Magazine.
So we're looking for 12.
You're looking for 12. I will say, no, I won't. That's all.
Well, I would think Beloved would be on there.
It certainly is, clocking in at number 23.
All right.
Take a couple more. There's some good cuts and there's some obvious ones.
No, I'm sorry. Why were you looking for the first 12?
Oh, just because 20 is too many to try and list. I have the other. I have, you know, I cut it off. They published 100 names. I cut it off at 50, just to kind of make it manageable.
If you hit
any of the other eight, I'll you know, I have it written down. I'll let you know.
They're all tricky because they're authors. So I'm going to say Ethan Frome.
I don't know. It's not. There's nothing on the list by Edith Wharton, which makes me think these must all be before 1923. I'm not clear on the Wharton chronology.
Okay, then how about, I'll guess one more and they give it to Dana. How about O Pioneers by Willa Cather?
Not on the list.
Yeah.
Try again.
Try another Willicather. I will. Okay, yeah. Haley, you take over.
All right. Well, since Willicather, how about death comes in the art? Death comes for the Archbishop.
There you go. That's number 50 on the list.
And how about Animal Farm?
Yeah, the latest research shows that George Orwell was not, in fact, a woman.
A woman. I'm sorry. Right. What am I thinking?
We are just picking out the novels written by women.
I thought I missed the memo on that one. Yeah.
You'll be glad to know that I was very vigilant. I did not include any of the novels by Evelyn Waugh.
How about Mrs. Dalloway then?
That is correct. All right. Number 21. Good.
Are any of the authors repeated?
Yes. Exactly one of them is.
One. So how about The Bluest Eye? Can that be on there?
It is not. Toni Morrison is not the repeater.
Okay, she's not the repeater. All right.
All right. To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird is number one. That is, in their view, the best English language novel since 1923. Go figure. But yes, good call.
I'll give one more Virginia Woolf, To the Lighthouse.
That is correct. And that is, nice. She's the doubler.
Okay.
She is. Okay.
Yeah. So, Dane, Laurie, you had one more you want to?
I did. How about The Color Purple? By Alice.
No,
Walker.
Not interesting. Yeah. Good guess, but not on the list anywhere.
All right. So which one do we have, Josh?
So just to repeat the question, this is from the list of 100 best English language novels published by Time Magazine in 2005. These are novels published between 1923 and 2005. Of those 100, 20 are by women. We're just looking for the 12 by women who are in the top 50. Dana and Laurie have so far gotten To Kill a Mockingbird, Harper Lee, Mrs. Dalloway, and To the Lighthouse by Virginia Woolf, our only doubler, Beloved by Toni Morrison, and Willicather, Death Comes for the Archbishop. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 out of the top 12, with 7 left to go. And if anyone calls in with any of the 8 that are in the bottom half of the list, well, we'll applaud them too, but I don't want to hold out till you get them all.
We'll give them a bell.
Yeah,
all
right. Exactly so.
Fair enough. And just to remind you, you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. This is a good time to call. We have a couple of lines that are open, I believe. So feel free to do that. Those numbers are area code 415-841-4134. Also toll free 866-798-8255. As a matter of fact, let's go to a call right now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? Trouble? No? Not there? All right. Next call. You want to try another one? Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Rita in San Francisco.
Hi, Rita.
Hi. I have a couple of questions about California. I saw a list of the U.S. cities where there's the highest percentage of DUI arrests. And of the top 10 cities in the U.S., 6 of them are in California. So our state is definitely overrepresented with these DUIs. And I was wondering if you could name those 6 cities in California with an awful lot of DUIs. I'll give you one hint. One of the cities has twice the population of the others, and the others are all between 420 and 550,000 people.
Well, I'll say the big one in California is probably San Jose.
Right, you are. It is number 2 on the list.
Right. Give myself a bell.
Good.
I'm not hearing the bells.
You're not? Yeah. Hear that?
No.
No?
Nope.
Nope.
Sorry, Rita. Ding. So we're looking for 5 more California cities, right, with DUIs.
Yeah, lots of DUIs.
Really?
How about, and still not hearing it, how about Napa?
No.
No.
Now, remember, these cities are all between 420 and 550,000 people.
So sheer numbers. All right.
How about Bakersfield?
Yep.
Ooh.
It's number 8.
And I forget, are we doing these raw numbers or per capita?
It's DUIs per capita.
Per capita. Okay, got it.
How about Oakland?
Yep. Oakland comes in at number 9 on the list.
Go East Bay.
Yeah.
Let's see. You said the other cities were medium-sized cities, right, in California?
They're all between 420 and 550,000 people.
How about
no small ones?
Sacramento?
Yep, Sacramento is number 3 on the list in the U.S., right behind San Jose.
High concentration of politicians.
Yeah,
really.
That figures. And did anybody guess Fresno? I'm sorry, I was distracted for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Fresno, it is coming in at number 5.
All right.
So just one left, and it's in Southern California.
But under 500,000.
Santa Barbara?
No, it is on the coast, though.
Don't know.
Don't know.
Got it.
Okay. I don't want to hold that up too long. It's Long Beach.
All right.
Long Beach. So, and this, want to take a stab at what city in the U.S. has the most DUIs, and it's by a pretty big margin.
What is it?
Jacksonville, Florida.
No, it's in the center of the country. Yeah, I was shocked. I would not have thought of Omaha, Nebraska as being a hotbed of DUIs, but it is.
I'll be darned.
So it takes the cake.
They're quiet drinkers, I guess.
Maybe. Okay, one other California question. And this also really surprised me. What tree grows at the highest elevation in California?
So it surprised you, right? So
yeah, I thought for sure I would know this, and I did not.
Is this some version of a pine by any chance?
Yes.
Because I know that those grow at very high elevations. I don't know. It's very specific, not a pine tree.
Yeah, I mean it's
a type of
pine. If you know trees in the Sierra, you would know this tree.
Right. Is it the brickle? No, not brickle. It's something. One starts with a B.
It's what you're thinking of, I think, is the bristlecone pine. What I thought for sure that's what it was, because I've seen those at 11,000 feet. But this one's even higher.
Don't know.
Sugar pine.
Sugar pine's a pretty good guess, too. This is a relative. It's the Jeffrey pine. And they grow at 12,600 feet. So, again, not what I would have guessed.
All right.
So there's our California trivia for this week.
Lots of California. Good.
Yes.
DUIs and trees at high elevation. Thanks again for a really wonderful show. Really appreciate you guys being on the air.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Appreciate that. Appreciate it. All right. So let me give you a couple of questions here. All right. First question, what was the last European country to have a referendum abolishing the monarchy? What was the last European country to have a referendum abolishing the monarchy?
You want to tell us the century, or would that be a tell?
It was 20th century.
Did they succeed?
Yes, they did.
So is it the... same as asking what was the last country to have abolished the monarchy by referendum?
Yes, you could. Yes.
In other words, nobody had a subsequent referendum that failed.
There'd been a couple of referendums to bring back a monarchy, but that was the last one that abolished the monarchy.
Wow. I have no idea.
Yeah. I'll put Norway out there just to start the conversation.
No, Norway is very happily have a
do.
All those countries
still do.
The Netherlands still does. The Denmark still does.
Britain still does. Yeah.
Well, yeah. what about? No, that can't be. How about Spain?
No. Spain had a Franco declared Spain a monarchy in the 40s, and then, excuse me, just before he died, he brought back the monarchy. In fact,
uh-huh.
So I don't think they had a referendum on that.
All right. So what about Greece then?
Greece is the answer.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Oh.
What yes, they had in 1974. They had a referendum on the future of the monarchy in Greece, that was put together by the colonels who had a military coup a few years before, and King Constantine and his family were thrown out.
Right.
So
right, and King Philip, Prince Philip, excuse me, of Britain was part of that.
Yes,
family.
He's mixed between I think the Danes and the Greek. They used to call his nickname was Phil the Greek.
That's excellent.
Anyway,
good question.
All right.
Thank you.
That's it. All right. Next question. According to Namorology, that's a website. According to Namorology, what is the girl and the boy first name that have the most alternative spellings? In general English. So these aren't foreign names, you know. So according to Namorology, what are the girl and boy first names, I'm just looking for one each, that have the most alternative spellings and yet are pronounced the same?
That's great. What a great question.
I had a personal story. This is a while back. I had four students in the same high school class whose first name was Brittany. And it was four different spellings. There was double T, double N, one had a double I.
Well, even my name, Dana, has a couple of different spellings.
Yeah. But it's not Brittany, I assume.
No.
How many different spellings are there for each one?
I will say that the girl's name has 75 different types of spellings.
What?
No,
boy's name has 69.
Okay. All right. Well, this is on a whole nother plane. Yeah. I mean, the one I always have trouble with is Catherine, because there's about six or seven, and I thought we were in that range.
Yeah. Me too. I thought Jeffrey might be in there. Yeah. Wow. All right. And we've known people with these names, right? They're not.
I've known people with both these names. Yeah. Yeah. They're not uncommon names. So once more, according to Namorology, what are the girl and boy first names normally in English, basically, that have the most alternative spellings, but yet are pronounced the same?
Yeah, but you held back the most important part, which is that we're talking about 60 or 70 different spellings.
Right.
That's just inconceivable to me. And I know what that word means.
Misspellings. And I'll assume they're multisyllabic, right? So three or four syllables each.
Would that yes, be okay. Yes, you can assume that.
All right, that helps.
All right, well, we got to think about this. This is not a quick line drive up the center.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you think about that, and I'll give you my last question here. What are the four longest one-word car model names sold in the United States today? What are the four longest one-word car model names sold in the United States today? So I don't want the make. I don't want Ford or Mercedes or whatever. I want the car model name. So what are the four longest one-word car model names sold in the U.S. today? For instance, the Nissan Maxima. The Maxima is what I would be looking for. So the longest is 11 letters.
Boy, so, not necessarily United States cars. They could be imports, correct?
They could be U.S. cars, and they could not be U.S. cars. But yes, they're sold. They're widely sold in the United States. What are the four longest one-word car model names sold in the United States?
Is there a car called the Excalibur?
There might have been at some point, but not right now.
Oh, I thought it was current. Okay. That has enough letters, I think. This is a team question. Josh, is a Karmann Ghia a kind of car?
That's
still?
Two words.
It's two words.
Oh, it is. All right. It
has to be one word.
One word.
Yeah, I mean,
I like it when you boys are puzzled.
We are.
Yeah, we don't know cars.
Our car culture.
I don't know cars. The you know, something mobile.
Old, not the Oldsmobile. God, that was the
no,
first.
No, that's
thing
the
came
first
to
thing
mind.
I thought of exactly. Yeah. I mean, I'm getting a couple of eights, but I don't think that's.
Well, 11, he said, was the biggest.
Yeah.
Could one be, is one of them eight?
No, letters? Nothing's oh, eight.
Eight is.
What did you have for eight?
Oh, I was thinking of Toronado and I was thinking of Sirocco.
I don't think they have either one of those is in production anymore.
Oh, not the Sirocco either?
No. All right. Well, you think about it and we're going to go to a call.
Think about it.
Our callers drive these cars. Call in. They'll have it.
All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good morning. So, Sid, with the heat in the last couple of days, I'm worried a bit about global warming. So, I just mentioned which planet in the solar system is called Earth Eagle Twin?
What is that? Is that Mars?
Start with a V. Start with a V.
That is.
Start with a D.
Venus.
A D?
Venus and Victor.
Venus.
Our nearest, one
Venus,
of our nearest planets.
Oh, you said E. I was going to say Ecuador.
V as in vector. Venus. I'll give you the answer. Venus. So the temperature in Venus, believe it or not, over 900 degrees. So it is hot enough to melt lead. And I'm really worried while going in the direction with the accelerating every year that it's hotter than the year before. Exponential, so it's getting hotter and hotter and hotter. What are the which gas contributes that extreme heat in Venus? Most of the heat is because of not because closer it is closer to the sun, but which gas contribute the highest amount of heat to the planet? One, it also making heat on Earth. You know the answer?
Carbon dioxide.
Not only is so hot. The pressure in Venus is 900 times as strong as Earth. So if you have a car in Venus, it will crash in seconds. So in that regard, what is the other gas that contributing heat on heating the Earth, our global warming? Which besides carbon dioxide, what is the other gas?
Methane, cow farts.
Methane. Not only methane contributes, it is 90 times as effective in global warming as carbon dioxide. Which brings more methane besides natural causes? What?
Radio quiz shows.
Let me give you the answer because I'm short and have another question for you. Life, humans, animals, and one of the worst producing of this is animal farms. Massive, huge animal farms that produce huge amount of carbon, methane gas that is very, very damaging to the planet. Please, everybody, go veggie because we are destroying our planet by our pure existence. Okay, so we know that Venus is the, all right. Let's go to another question very quickly, which is, I wanted to name, four operas with a setting in ancient Egypt. easy ones. Okay, go ahead.
No, we got this, Aid. The operas set in Egypt are Aida.
Very good.
By Verdi. Antony and Cleopatra by John Adams. Antony and Cleopatra by Samuel Barber. And Akhenaten by Philip Glass.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful answer. Besides that, also the magic flute. Most people don't know that the magic flute actually...
Good point. Yeah.
But about Philip Glass, it is a beautiful opera. You can watch it all online. It is called Akhenaten, which the first man on earth to call for one concept of one God. If you read his writing, Akhenaten writing, you see copycat in the Bible, Old Testament. You see copycat. Also, some question whether it was really Moses or not, but there definitely there was a relation between the two.
As played by Michael Wilding in the film The Egyptian. Yes.
Yes. Oh, that is a great film. That is a great film. Everybody should watch it. Okay. Last thing, I'd just like to thank Philosophy Talk for the great show last week about Hybris of Alexandria. It actually was very accurate, was scientifically accurate, which really, really impressed me, especially about her point that the Earth go around the sun, elliptical orbit, and that it was stolen by Kepler, Copernicus, and Galileo. Great show. You have both of you, Philosophy Talk and Minds Over Matter, are the two greatest show on radio, period. Thank you again. Yeah, look forward to talking next week. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Yes.
If we had a bell, we'd ring it. Yeah.
And what how hard do I have to ring that bell?
We don't know.
All right. So we have a couple of, I'm just looking at our emails here. I'm just going to go down a few of these. Peter is wondering if the woman writer, Enid Bagnold.
She is not on the list.
Who wrote National Velvet.
Yeah, no, that's not on the list.
Are there any books kind of written for children?
There's one on the list, which I was honestly a little surprised. There's a similar list that Penguin Classics put out, which is a little more highbrow, canony. This is a little more populist, and there is one, I think a YA novel.
Okay. Karen is saying the volume on the radio, this is for Damien, I guess. When the caller comes on, you can't hear them loud. So, and when the panelists speak, the volume is so much lower. I'm just saying what she said. So let's see if anything's going on there. All right. Give me 1 second. Carlton is wondering if it's the car models. The Explorer or the Escalade? No, it's neither one of those. Kevin is wondering the girl's name spelling Karen, as in it's Karen with a C, Karen with a K, Karen with an IN, et cetera. But that's not Karen. Yeah.
75 spelling is too many.
Yeah. And Rita is wondering the Beatles song Lovely Rita.
Yes.
Lovely Rita?
No one said Lovely Rita. Lovely Rita. If we had a bell, she'd hear it. Yeah.
Polythene Pam.
Polythene Pam. A great alliterative title.
And Peter also wondered about Laura Ingalls Wilder for Little House on the Prairie.
Good guess, but they did not put her on the
list.
Oh,
really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I have two guesses for you, Josh. How about the Bell Jar? That on there?
The Bell Jar is not on there, surprisingly.
All right, then I'll go Handmaid's Tale by Margaret.
The Handmaid's Tale is not on the list. I thought it was. No. Sorry.
Is there an Octavia Butler on the list?
There is no Octavia Butler.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Since we're a couple minutes past the half, let's quickly run over the questions we had. So, Lori, Josh.
I'm looking for just two more Beatles songs that have a woman's name in the title. There were nine, and we need two more.
Why don't you give the ones that the people guessed?
We have, this is a great list, Michelle, Eleanor Rigby, Julia, Polythene Pam, Lovely Rita, Dear Prudence, and Martha, My Dear. Those are the ones we have. We're looking for two more.
All right.
And I'm looking for novel, English language novels by female writers that made it into Time Magazine's list of the 100 best English language novels since 1923. So far, we've got To Kill a Mockingbird, Mrs. Dalloway, and To the Lighthouse, Beloved, and Death Comes for the Archbishop. But still eight, seven more to be guessed.
All right. So I have a question. According to Namerology, what are the girl and boy first names that have the most alternative spellings and yet are pronounced the same? So what are those? There's one for a girl and one for a boy. The one for the girl has 75 different spellings. The one for the boy has 69.
And Lori's not one of them. There's plenty of spellings of Lori.
Lori is not one of them.
There's nine. All right.
And then second question, what are the four longest one word car model names sold in the United States currently? So as in the Nissan Maxima. So I don't want the make, I just want the model. So what are the four longest one-word car model names sold in the United States? They can be foreign cars, just as long as they're sold currently in the United States. The longest is 11 letters. So, and let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Well, good morning. It's Danny and Sondra in Albany.
Hi, Danny. Hi, Sondra.
Hi.
Well, it is very good to see you guys. I'm looking at you right now. I'm staring at the phone.
I love what you're wearing.
Yeah.
Well, we talk about it.
We tell you the rehearsal. About your outfit?
Yeah, you dressed for radio.
I get calls about it all the time, yeah.
We coordinate it.
All right. So,
I'm wearing my tiara.
Oh, okay. You're wondering. She sleeps in it, so that doesn't count. So,
okay, the last two Beatles, I think, are this. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yes.
And Sexy Sadie.
Sexy Sadie, that's nice. A great one. And the list. Very good.
That well, I've got an extra credit one for that. What about the one that ended up on the cutting room floor when they did the White Album? What a Shame Mary Jane Had a Pain at the Party.
Didn't know it, but give your, if we had a bell, we'd give you that.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I'm a Beatles nerd. I'll call next week with a really a long and elaborate Beatles lyrics question.
Okay, about the book.
Yes, the book.
Female authors. I was wondering if like Margaret Mitchell is low hanging fruit there.
Give me the title of the book.
Gone with the Wind.
You are correct. That is right on that list.
All right. For some reason.
Well done.
I was wondering if the YA might be. I missed. Are these American authors?
No, it's English language, but some are not American.
I'm wondering if the YA would be Anne of Green Gables.
Good guess, but not correct.
And didn't we think of somebody else?
No, that was it. But we had, did anybody guess for Highlander as
The car.
As the car?
Yes. The Toyota Highlander has 10 letters. That is one of them. Yeah, good job.
Wow.
Yeah. Way to go.
And I have to express a displeasure that Greece was the right answer to the king of the monarchy question, because I wanted it to be Albania, because I just wanted to say King Zog on
King
the
Zog, yes.
King Zog.
I've done it. Yeah, but he was in 46. So
well, you know, they had a King Zog had a son who promulgated a referendum to bring back the monarchy in Albania, which was voted down. Do you remember King Zog's son's name?
I sure. I'm assuming it was not Zog the Second.
It was not Zog the Second.
Zog Junior.
Do tell.
It was Lekka. Lekka.
Lekka. As in Mecca Lekka High, Mecca Heidi Ho.
That's
yes.
right.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
same.
Very good.
Well, you know, and we have a monarchy here in Albania.
Well, yeah, we are. We are the king and queen of Albania.
You are the king
right?
and queen.
Yes, but unfortunately, there was no referendum. We just sort of.
But I am, again, wearing my tiara.
Yeah, indeed. So, all right, enough of this.
Gay banter.
Indeed. Well, I got a quick question, real quick question today. It was here's a word, a single word. I'd like you to tell me what this word is. The word that has five syllables as written. But when spoken aloud in America, the second syllable is dropped. And when spoken aloud in Britain, the fourth syllable is dropped. And we almost never hear it spoken aloud as a five-syllable word.
Except by, like,
some sort of...
Transylvanian.
Yes, Transylvanian or
even in Britain, they don't pronounce all the syllables, huh?
No.
So what, say it again. If five syllables, Americans drop the second, and Brits drop the fourth.
That's right.
Can you tell us what part of speech this is, or how you would?
It is a noun.
It is a noun. Okay.
Five syllables. All right. Boy, there's going to be dead air on this one.
I was going to say.
I can sing Beatles songs.
I'll hum Beatles songs in the meantime. But we're not going to let you hang out to dry. Are you ready for
imagine
the answer?
Yes.
Bela Lugosi.
Right. Yes, imagine Bela Lugosi. Yes. If Bela Lugosi said it, it would be laboratory. But we always say laboratory, and the Brits say laboratory.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Nice.
That's good. That's
great.
Good.
Great question. Thank you.
Yeah. All right.
I really like that.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Were you enjoying the show?
As always.
All right. Well, we will enjoy from here. See you later.
Thank you very much. It was great to talk to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel, that would be Lori Fisher, who teaches at Davo Valley College, Joshua Cosman, who writes about classical music for Substack and I imagine other places as well, and does crossword puzzles for The Nation, right?
No, The Nation discontinued us in 2020.
Oh, but you still do crossword puzzles.
But I still, yes, I have a weekly cryptic crossword.
You let your subscription lapse.
Out of left field.
All right, there we go. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM, that is KALW, your local public radio station. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Elaine from San Francisco.
Hi.
Hi, I love your show.
Thank you.
My question, is the boy's name Connor, is that one? I mean, there are several different spellings of Connor, but
That's interesting. No, it's not Connor.
Okay. So my question is, several countries do not routinely arm their police officers. What countries are they?
Great Britain?
I think there's select officers in Great Britain that do carry guns, but generally they do not still.
Is that one of them?
That's correct. That's correct. Yes.
I mean, is there a countably small number of such countries? Is that?
Yes. I'll narrow it down for you. You've gotten one of the five I have.
Huh.
And would most of these be in Western countries, for them, more or less?
Mostly Europe. I'm looking at more Europe here.
Yeah.
But spread out, to be honest. We have a southern hemisphere country. No, not Japan.
How about southern hemisphere? How about New Zealand?
Yes, that's correct.
All right.
Oh, good going.
And so we have two more countries in Europe.
Denmark or Sweden?
No, those aren't on the list I have.
Are these populous countries or?
They are populous, yes.
How about Belgium? Belgium? No.
What about Finland?
No, that's not on the list.
Because I don't think the Swiss Guards carry guns.
Oh, in Vatican City?
Yeah.
How about Vatican City?
I don't have that on the list.
Huh.
You were close with Finland.
Yeah.
Oh, we were close with Finland. Then Sweden or
no, we guessed Sweden and Norway and we're rejected.
Then how about Estonia or
no, Norway? Norway was correct if that was said. Right.
Sorry, Norway. Okay. Huh.
So we have two more and they're both start with the same letter.
Ooh.
One of them's in Europe, and the other one, I'm not too sure where I geographically locate this. But just get the one in Europe, and you'll get the other one.
Is it Monaco?
No. So it starts with an I.
Oh.
Europe.
So Iceland.
Yeah.
Iceland's correct. And then the other one in Europe.
Also starting with I, is that what you said?
Yes, that's correct.
Ireland.
Yeah.
There you go. Really? Norway, oh. Iceland, New Zealand, Ireland, and most of the United Kingdom.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Good question.
Ireland. Yeah, very good.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Love your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye. Just looking at some of the emails here. CM had a guess for long car names, and his guess was Ford Expedition, and that is indeed one. Mm-hmm. That is 10 letters, Ford Expedition. And Chris had a guess also for the car. He had Expedition and Telluride. Telluride is not one, but Expedition, as I said, is. And Thomas had the longest, he had the 11-letter one. And yes, he got Trailblazer, Chevrolet Trailblazer, which is 11 letters. Good job. Good job, everybody.
Nice work. So are we still missing one?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
I believe. And okay. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. This is for the female authors.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys do Colleen McCullough's The Thornbirds?
No, that was not on the list. It's a good guess though. Thanks.
All righty. And I guess you did all the other ones. You did Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility.
Well, this was a list of just novels published since 1923. I have no idea what the significance of 1923 is, but this was just how they drew their list. So
right.
Jane Austen is before then.
Did Time Magazine, start in 23?
Oh, maybe that's...
Yeah, I think it's...
Oh, I bet that's what it is. So novels that have been around in our lifetime, our corporate lifetime.
Sort of lifetime.
Yeah, the world began. Literature... Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Right. Lady Chatterley's Lover, who is she? She wouldn't be on the list, would she?
No, because that was written by D.H. Lawrence, who was a man.
That's right. Oh, okay, I'm out. All right. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Josh, you're the guest this week, so you have a question you'd like to throw in?
I got a quick one.
All right.
What countries have one-syllable names?
Greece.
Yeah.
Crete? Yeah, no.
Part of Greece.
Yeah, part of Greece. Never mind. I'm thinking islands. One syllable. Okay.
There are four or five of them, depending on how you count. Lori got Greece.
If we leave out syllables, we can probably create a few more.
This is so
Chad.
That I feel stupid for not getting it. How about France?
How about France? And how about Chad from Laura?
Chad. Okay.
All right. One or two more.
Spain.
Spain. Yes. And so one more that either has one or two syllables or one and a half syllables, depending how you say it.
Should we leave Europe?
We would.
So when you say yes. It's pronounced with one syllable, but it could have two syllables. Is that sort of what you're thinking?
It's a squishy pronunciation.
Can you tell us where part of the world it's in?
I will if you flail much longer, but for now I'm going to let you try.
All right, let's see. So we have everything but one?
You got Greece, France, Spain, and Chad.
Well,
yeah, I was thinking about this question. I thought, I wonder what countries there are, and I said, well, it's Greece, France, Spain, Chad, and then I went, oh wait, that's basically all of them. But yeah, there is this.
All right, let me think just for a second.
Yeah, think it over.
And can you tell us how many letters the?
Sure, it's four letters.
Laos.
Right. Good. That's your basic quick
nice.
late show.
Yeah. All right, Lori, I'll give you you throw in a quick question too.
All right. Only one person has ever won an Emmy for the same show for being its lead actor or actress, director, and writer. So at different times, this person who was a star of the show won for lead actor or actress, directing, and writing. Who was it?
Wow.
So lead actor or, wait a minute, the same person won for lead actor and actress?
No, I don't want to tell whether it's a man or a woman. So they won 1 year, they won for being lead actor, actress. And then in a different year, they directed a show that won the Emmy for Best Direction. In a different year, they won for writing the best script.
Could it be Alan Alda?
It was Alan Alda.
That was my
guess. Very good. For MASH. Yep. Very good.
All right. Yeah, okay. Right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Carla in Oakland, and I want to clarify the cars that you're asking for. Do they all have to have up to 11 letters, or could it be shorter names?
Well, I only picked out the four longest, and none of them had less than 10.
Oh, well, yeah, then my guesses are not right. I was thinking Mustang and Prius, but, you know, they're very big selling cars, but they have less. Too few letters, I think.
Less than 10, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sorry.
Oh, thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, everybody. Sorry, I'm wrangling a cat. The books, how about, I know Carson McCullers was brought up before, but was it Heart of the Lonely Hunter?
Very good. Yes, that is on the top of 50. Thank you.
Yay. Okay, how about Fear of Flying?
Not on the list. I think that, I don't know why, but it isn't.
Or Everything That Rises Must Converge?
That is not on the list.
Flannery O'Connor. Ah,
that's right. I couldn't remember who wrote that. Yeah, no, that's not on the list.
Fantastic. Okay, for car names, how about Silverado? Too short at 9?
Nope, 9's not good enough.
Okay. Silverados.
And then the first name spellings for the boys and girls. Did you get that already?
No, no. I haven't gotten either one.
No, how about Elizabeth?
Now, Elizabeth is good. It has many spellings, but no, it's not one of the top two. Or not top one, I should say.
For boys, how about William?
Not William.
Okay.
And David, you're not counting nicknames, right? This is the actual name itself.
Yeah, actual name.
Okay. And then the questions I got, a couple of, where is the only year-round source of fresh water in San Francisco? Natural source.
Hmm. Well, San Francisco is built on a lot of creeks, so I'm trying to think any of them. Is this a just a natural outcropping of water?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, known as a spring, sure.
Yeah, right.
Is it a lake, or did you say it's a spring in the city?
A spring. This is not that well known. I guess I'm looking for a geographic general location.
I do not know.
What part of the city is it in?
That's what I'm asking.
Mm. Oh, okay. I thought you wanted its name. All right.
Yeah, the name is probably not well known. So I guess where it is in the city would probably be the best way to.
So I'll start with, how about Golden Gate Park?
That was all sand.
Golden Gate Park.
Okay. That was all sand? Okay.
Yeah, it was a bunch of sand. No, I don't know.
No, we're stumped.
We're stumped.
Well, okay, it's in the Presidio, of course. It's called El Poland Spring. It's kind of a few hundred yards north of where maple and spruce hit the Presidio wall.
Good to know if I'm ever out there and feeling thirsty.
And then the one other question I got there is there's eight main Hawaiian islands, and the natives there refer to another place as the Ninth Hawaiian Island. Can you guess where that is?
You mean it's not considered part of Hawaii, but they consider it a Hawaiian island?
The natives call it the Ninth Hawaiian Island. Yeah. Or a lot of Hawaiians will call it that.
How about mainland U.S.?
You have to be a little more specific than that.
Okay.
Some island off the coast of the western United States.
I think you're getting caught up in the island part of it.
It's a kind of a joke, is that right?
It is not an island.
Is it Alaska?
It is not.
Okay. Is it North America? It wouldn't be that.
No, you have to get more specific.
How about the lower 48?
Even smaller. Keep going.
Okay. Tell me.
California.
No, get smaller. It's a city, I'll put it that way.
It's a city?
Yes.
Is it something like San Francisco then?
It is something like it, but not that.
All right.
In the sense that it's a city.
Are we in the right part of the state?
So I think it's a joke about, or not a joke, but a reference to wherever there's a lot of Hawaiian.
Oh, that'd
living.
Be a good way to think.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Maybe it's kind of that they have a laid back attitude.
No, it's where there's a high concentration of native Hawaiians. Yeah. I don't know where that is.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
That's it?
No.
Oh.
No.
What is it?
Las
Vegas.
Las Vegas
has a very high proportion of Native Hawaiians. Yes.
Oh my goodness!
Wow, I didn't know that. Good guess. Good question. I mean,
hey, great. Yeah. Thanks. Awesome show as always. Thank you. Right. Bye.
Bye. Bye. All right. One more call here. Let's take one more call. No, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello. Okay. Right. Ready? Let's start with this. These are two names that have been in the news a lot. One is the fifth vice president of the United States. Who is it? His last name has been altered and worded.
You're thinking of gerrymander, Elbridge Gerry.
Elbridge Gerry, right. The fifth vice president died in office. And the other word that's in the news a lot is, I mean, this horse was known for being the horse's head in Godfather, but his name is referred to once when, remember when the producer is showing Tom Hagen around?
Isn't his name Khartoum?
Yes, Khartoum. He only says the name once as he pats
but
the.
I was there.
Very good. That's great. Yeah.
Huh? All right. I'm sorry we can't go.
Okay, no, but that's all I wanted.
Good,
okay,
all right,
good.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye.
All right, time to clean up here. Lori, start with you.
I'm good. We got the Beatles and Alan Alda.
Books by women that were on the list. The YA book is Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret by Judy Blume. We missed Possession by A.S. Byatt. Their Eyes Were Watching God by Zora Neale Hurston. Somebody guessed The Handmaid's Tale, which was not on the list, but Margaret Atwood's novel The Blind Assassin is... And finally, The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie by Muriel Spark.
Okay. Yeah. The four longest one-word car model names sold in the U.S., the Chevrolet Trailblazer, the Toyota Highlander, the Nissan Pathfinder, and the Ford Expedition. According to Namerology, what girl and boy first names that have the most alternative spellings? Madeline for the girl, and Zachary for the boy.
Zachary.
There are so many different spellings for Zachary.
69
But only
Zachary.
One is correct.
No, there is. They're all correct because they all spell Zachary.
I can't even up more than four.
Anyway, if we get your call, I do apologize. But please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. So you can always call back next week. My thanks to Lori Fisher from Diablo Valley College. The always welcome Joshua Cosman from Substack. And San Francisco. And I've been your moderator, Daniel Rodriguez. Thanks to Damian D. Miner for handling the board and phones. And above all, thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Saturday at 10. Take care. Bye-bye.